here. Everybody present. I'd like to ask Mr. Holland to give the invocation, and then Mr. Josephson will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
If everyone will please stand. Heavenly Father, we ask your presence with us here and in our daily lives, that the things that we do and say may be for the benefit of our fellow man. Make us ever mindful of the needs of others. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you all here to the June meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. You will be given the opportunity to address the commission on whatever issue you're here for. We are not a court of law. However, we are quasi-judicial in that most of our decisions are appealable to the circuit court. So, therefore, we're keeping a verbatim transcript of the meeting, and we ask you to come up to the podium and speak into the microphone. Now I'd like to swear in the staff members who will or may be testifying, and also representatives from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. You swear the testimony you shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you God. You have the agenda in front of you. I have been asked, Mr. Grab, I think I sent you a note. I've been asked to carry item six to the July meeting. This was it was my fault at the last meeting. They had actually requested that initially. The gentleman, the principal, is going to be in Louisiana doing some Katrina volunteer work, and I felt like that. I told him I thought the commission would honor this request. Is there any other, Mr. Grab? You have any other changes?
Mr. Parker, which is item item 11. This is a project, but we were recommending denial because it conflicted with the covenants of the homeowners association. The request that we've got, they've asked for a deferral until he's had a chance to meet with them to change the covenants. So at this point, we'd request that it be deferred indefinitely or until the covenants are changed to permit that structure.
All right. Mr. Travelstead?
No changes, sir.
Okay. Colonel Bowman?
No, sir. No changes.
All right. Any commission member have any additions or changes? If not, what's the pleasure of the commission?
Recommend that it be approved.
Second.
Motion to approve as presented with the two deferments. Okay. Seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? Carry. All right, you have the minutes of the previous meeting. What's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, move for approval of the minutes as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fox. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Same sign. Any abstention?
Aye.
Now, Mr. Schick abstains. He was not present at the last meeting. Okay, thank you. Mr. Grab, we have those projects that are over $50,000 in cost with no objections, and with your recommendation for approval, would you like to cover those, please?
Mr. Pruitt, members of the commission, we do have, as the chairman has indicated, 10 page 2 items to present to you this morning. Very briefly, LTM Development 2A's requesting authorization to install 126 feet of bulkheading up to 6 feet channelward of an existing deteriorated structure and to replace an existing dock with a 110 foot long by 6 foot wide floating dock, 4 foot wide finger piers. This will create 8 wet slips adjacent to commercial property at 900 Alaskan Road, which is along Little Creek and Virginia Beach. We are recommending in this case that a royalty in the amount of $1,512 for the filling of 504 square feet at a rate of $3 per square foot, which is the commercial rate for Upland Creation, and an additional royalty of $6,792 for the private use of the marina's encroachment over 4,528 square feet, and that would be for the bold outline at $1.50 a square foot. 2B, City of Virginia Beach is requesting authorization to modify their existing dredge permit for the Rudy Inlet entrance channel, specifically to shift the outer deposition basin channelward by 40 feet, which will create a transition zone. The maximum depth there will be minus 16 feet between lower and low water. And they want to increase the depth of the 260-foot section of the channel directly to the west of the basin to a maximum of 16 feet. This is designed to increase the effectiveness of the deposition basin without affecting the recently replaced jetty and breakwater. 2C, Scott County Public Service Authority is requesting authorization to install an 8-inch diameter water line between Cove Creek. We're recommending approval with our standard in-stream construction conditions as well as any necessary time of year restrictions for the in-stream work muscle relocation or survey should they be recommended by DGIF, which they've not at this point. 2D, Naval Facilities Engineering Command is requesting authorization to install a 15-foot long by 10-foot wide floating pier with four 40-foot by 5-foot finger piers along the southern branch Elizabeth River in Portsmouth. This is for the mooring of the Navy Security Force vessels. 2E, Vince Bowers et al. Is requesting authorization to dredge 2,878 cubic yards to maximum depths of minus 3.5 feet. This will provide riparian access for two properties along Hebden Cove in Virginia Beach. In this case, all of the dredge material will be offloaded at the Alaskan Marine Facility on Alaskan Road and will be transported by watertight dump trucks to the Hegerson Buchanan Landfill in Chesapeake, recommending a royalty of $1,295.10 at the rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Virginia Electric Power, or Dominion Power, is requesting authorization to modify a permit that you previously issued for their coal vessel offloading facility on the southern branch of Elizabeth River just south of the Gilmerton Bridge. They're asking to widen the trestle from the shore to the pier by 2 feet. It'll go to 22 feet in width. We are recommending approval and an additional royalty in this case of $1,000 for that additional encroachment at the rate of $2 per square foot. 2G Roseanne LLC is actually an after the fact. We are in this case recommending approval. And I'll give you a little history on this. Roseanne LLC is requesting authorization to actually reconstruct the outer 30 feet of an existing deteriorated 410-foot long, 80-foot wide timber and concrete commercial pier using concrete piles, caps, and decking, as well as construct three 24-foot wide access ramps along the southern branch of Elizabeth River. This is the former Texaco offloading facility. The contractor had asked about, you know, removing the structures. Of course, we said no permits required to remove the structures. He did get a deal on some concrete piles from the Navy due to the dismantling of some Navy piers. They were driving some of the piles. Our position is that if you're going to replace an existing structure, even if it's in the same footprint, that the replacement requires, you know, the permit. We issued a stop work order. They stopped. There was a little bit of confusion regarding, you know, putting it back in the same footprint. We are running the newspaper ad on that. That ad will expire on July 3rd. So in this case, we are recommending approval pending expiration of public comment and with the assumption that no one's going to exist along this commercial stretch of the river to the replacement of a structure that was previously existing. We are, however, recommending triple permit fees, which is provided, you know, by code, which would be the $300, and your consideration of a possible civil charge. Its minimal environmental impact, major deviation on your matrix is $1,800, so we'd be recommending, you know, if you elect to impose one, the civil charge of $1,800. 2H Purdue Farms is requesting authorization to install and backfill a total of 272 linear feet of replacement bulkhead. This will be no more than 3 feet channel to the existing bulkhead at their facility on the West Yocomico River in Westmoreland County. Staff in this case is recommending a royalty in the amount of $2,960 for that filling. We are recommending $5 per square foot because that is the commercial, excuse me, the industrial rate that according to your schedule. 2I East Coast Transport, it's a long description, but it's really fairly straightforward. They're asking for a modification that actually will require the excavation of 2,436 cubic yards, and that's for the installation of 3 20-foot long by 10-foot wide by 13.5-foot precast vaults and essentially 3 conventional raw water intakes. This structure was initially permitted as an infiltration gallery out in the James River. They're finding that it's not working to capacity. They want to install 3 more traditional intakes along the shoreline. It will not increase the 18.1 million gallons per day withdrawal rate that was set by the Department of Environmental Quality. That will be maintained. There's no change there. It also is not going to change the intake velocity of 0.25 feet per second. We are recommending approval of the modification with an in-stream time of year restriction for the installation of those structures of March 15th to June 30th. That would be to protect anadromous spawning species. There's no right now indication that there are endangered mussel species in the immediate vicinity of this intake structure. However, we are recommending after consultation with the DGIF that the applicant, East Coast Transport, be required to conduct a mussel survey 100 meters upstream to 400 meters downstream. And in the event that mussel survey, which would be delivered to staff prior to the construction of the permitted intakes, reveal mussels that they have to develop and submit a plan for our approval with consultation with DGIF that would require relocation of those mussels. It would also then invoke a time of year restriction, you know, for mussels in that general area of April 15th to July 31st. Because of the dredging required to install these, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of 45 cents per cubic yard for that dredging, and that would amount to $1,096, and an additional encroachment royalty of $1,254 for the encroachment at a rate of $2 per square foot. And finally, 2J Presidential Golf Partners, LLC, is requesting authorization to construct 6 13-foot wide pedestrian and or golf cart bridges that will span a total of 257 linear feet of state-owned bottom and broad run in Loudoun County. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $6,649.50 for the encroachment at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. So with that, I'd be happy to try, I or my staff would be happy to try and answer any questions you have.
Any questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. McCluskey and Mr. Fox.
On item 2B, 041181, City of Virginia Beach on Rudy Inlet. Is there any plats depicting this description so we can file it?
I'm sorry.
Is there a plat available?
A drawing?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there any way you can put it up there, Bob? While he's getting that ready, is any other? Let me go to Mr. Fox's question. Mr. Fox,
Mr. Grab, the on 2I, it is the James River. The documents didn't say what body of water.
Yes, sir.
It is the James River. And what are they doing with 18 million gallons of water? That's a lot of water.
Jeff, the initial permit that was issued.
Yeah, East Coast Transport has an agreement to provide water in Louisiana, Buckingham County, for its customers.
Drinking water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the infiltration gallery is working the way they want it, so we want to augment it, but there's going to be no increase in that, as Bob said.
All right, and where is this located on the James?
Bremo Bluffs.
Oh, just Bremo. Okay.
All right, thank you. You ready for Mr. McCluskey's question?
Yes.
Let's see.
I can zoom. I can't get much. It looks about the best I can do. And zoom. I can't.
Is the area being requested, is that outside of the jetties, east of the jetties?
Yes, sir. The total basin is going to be shifted 40 feet channelward, eastward. This will be the transition base, transition area. It will be dredged to 16, and then this is the continuation of the channel that the city's requesting to go, I think, 2 feet deeper than what's permitted currently. Also, Mike Kay from the City of Virginia Beach, the coastal engineer, is here today on a different matter, but he can answer questions as well. We've gone through VIMS with this request. They did not have any objections and recommended approval. We see this as preventative maintenance, so to speak, and the city's also mentioned that they're trying to protect the existing jetty and breakwall that's there.
Has the Corps of Engineers approved this?
No, sir.
They haven't?
No, sir. That's according to the city.
Do me a favor. Could I have a copy of that? Because
there's
a lot of people on the oceanfront that have asked questions, and I'd like to be able to show them exactly what this proposal is.
Yes, sir. Staff didn't feel, in consulting with VIMS and the city, that this would need to go back through the public interest review, given that it appeared to be a benefit of the basin and the channel. And we're recommending approval, but I can certainly provide you with copies of everything.
I personally don't see anything wrong with it. I would like a copy.
Yes, sir. No problem.
All right. Are there any other page two questions from the commission? Mr. Grab?
One additional correction on 2D, Naval Facilities Engineering Command.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 150-foot long by 10-foot wide. It would be kind of hard to get 440-foot boats in that small pier.
Right.
So.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience, pro or con, on the page two items that would like to address the commission? Yes, sir. Mr. Hayes.
Commissioner, Associate Commissioners, I just wanted to correct the record on 2I. My name is Tim Hayes. I'm with Hunton and Williams and representing East Coast Transport. The water that's permitted for that intake, in response to Mr. Fox's question, East Coast Transport is a public service corporation that's authorized by DEQ to take up to 18.1 million gallons from the river. The bulk of that water is used for natural gas-fired power plants, one which is located in Fluvanna County, which is in operation. The other is to be located in Buckingham. They're not taking 18 million gallons out now. The rest of the water, which is about 1.5 to 2 million gallons, is to be sold to Buckingham County for its public water supply. So the water is used for industrial and municipal purposes. I just want to make sure the record was correct on that. And the DEQ permit regulates how much they can take out depending on how many of these facilities are actually in operation. Right now there's just one. But the intake that they had been permitted originally to use, as Mr. Madden said, is not working properly, and they just have to put in a different type of intake, but they're not doing anything more than they've been doing for the last 5 or 6 years.
All right. Thank you.
Just wanted to correct the record on that.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Appreciate that. Anyone else on the page two items? Okay. The page two items, that's presented before the commission. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move for approval of the page two items as presented.
Seconded by Mr. McCleskey. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Any abstention? Carried. All right. Thank you, Bob. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual or probable litigation or other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel as permitted by subsection A, paragraph 7 of section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia, pertaining to agenda item number 4, Ocean View Builders, and last month's decision concerning Salmons Incorporated and the 2004 Acts of Assembly, chapter 892, that is water column leases.
Is there a second to that? Seconded by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. We'll be in closed session for hopefully a brief period of time.
Check.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas the Commission has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712D of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by this Commission that such a closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore the Commission hereby certifies that, to the best of each member's knowledge, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Virginia law, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which a closed meeting was convened, were heard, discussed, and or considered in the closed meeting by the Commission.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. I'll call the roll. Mr. Badden.
Aye.
Mr. Fox.
Aye.
Mr. Garrison.
Aye.
Mr. Holland.
Aye.
Dr. Jones.
Aye.
Mr. McCleskey.
Aye.
Mr. Robbins.
Aye.
Mr. Schick.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. First of all, I'd like to make a comment that at the last, I believe it was the last meeting, a couple months ago, Mr. Coward of Coward Seafood requested that the commission seek an attorney general's opinion on the water column bill and whether or not it was in effect because the funding was not in the budget. I wrote that letter and since have met with our attorney, Mr. Joseph, and Senior Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General, Ms. Hamlet, and they determined that they had the answer without an official opinion, and it's clearly no longer on the legislative book. That in order to have a water column bill, we would have to go back through the process with the General Assembly. So let the minutes so reflect so that we can inform Mr. Gale, Mr. Coward. Thank you. The next item, we did discuss a letter that we have from Hunt and Williams by Mr. Counselor Timothy